Waffles, an American Horror Story. That's whore with a W, brought to you live by Waffle Press Studios. Welcome back, Brunch Club. It is Thirsty Thursday. I'm sure as hell thirsty. Haven't gotten laid in a while, entering a new dry spell, so that's fun. Getting into my seasonal breeding. Quarterly breeding's not really positive what we call it here. Seasonal breeding, that's where I'm at. I've realized women are really bad drivers. Like, the stereotype doesn't exist for a reason, but as I was driving this week, I realized women are terrible drivers. Like, if you look at a man driving, you know what he's doing? He's driving. He's literally just driving the fucking car. You look at women driving, we're fucking putting on our makeup while driving. We're scheduling dick appointments while driving. We're eating tacos. Honestly, like, I think eating Taco Bell while driving might be the most dangerous thing I've ever participated in my life. Eating a triple grilled stuffed burrito while driving, super dangerous. And, you know, like, I've put on fake eyelashes, like, while driving before. Let me tell you, that's not easy or recommended as safe. And, you know, amongst all these other things, we're masturbating while driving, all of us. Like, we all have, like, vibrators in our car. We are having sex while driving. We are masturbating while driving. Like, I cannot tell you the amount of times I've masturbated while driving. Like, on a long trip, like, that is my favorite thing to do. Even on a short trip now, like, it's got to be like a couple hours long, you know, you just, like, you're on the long stretch of road by yourself. I don't know what it is, but, like, being in my car alone just, like, really turns me on, and I just want to get off. So, you know, you have, like, your little vibrator in the car, or you have your boyfriend in the seat next to you, and, you know, he's getting you off. 10 out of 10 would recommend a Jeep for getting your partner off in a car and roadhead. No one can see into it, except for semis. They can see into everything, but you know what? Jeeps are pretty good. They pretty much cover you up to, like, your chest if you're my height. Men, literally, they're probably getting roadhead every once in a while, but other than that, I feel like they're literally just driving. Women are doing so much more. Or, like, especially if you're, like, not even using a vibrator while driving, but, like, if you're just, like, fingering yourself while driving. I've done that so many times. So fun. So much fun. And can we also talk about, though, like, if I saw a man masturbating while driving, I would be horrified. I'd be like, oh my god, keep your eyes on the road. But a female, like, you can't even tell. You literally cannot tell. Like, this is why girls are superior. We can get off anywhere, anytime, doing whatever the fuck we want to, and no one knows. I've gotten off in a plane, like, in the seat, like, just sitting there with some dude next to me. I was reading a real hot book and listening to some good tunes, and then I was just, you know, sitting there. I used my phone on, like, I kept setting alarms so that it would just, like, vibrate in my crotch. It was great. It was a great time. Man next to me had no idea what was happening. I just kept reading my book and pretending like nothing was there. But, like, he can't masturbate next to me. I would obviously see that and be like, sir, you're going to need to put that away. This is a American Airlines flight. Shout out to economy. Like, can you imagine? Like, you see people masturbating on the subway and shit and, like, in public in New York City. But, like, on planes, no guy's doing that. You would get thrown off the plane. Sometimes I feel bad, though, because, like, girls have it so easy. Like, we can get ourselves off so easily everywhere we want to. But then, like, men, they're, like, they need to lock their knees. They need, like, you know, to stroke themselves. That sounded really gross. I hate the term stroke. Ugh. Makes me want to bob. But sucks. So this is why females are just the superior species, because we can get off wherever and whenever. We don't need no man. We're taking care of ourselves. This is 2019. Do you know how many fucking vibrators are out there? Even, like, vibrators that are, like, the size of your headphones? Yeah. Like, we are well equipped to take on the world. I could just be sitting in class, getting off. You don't know. I could be at work, getting off. I actually, like, one day was real hot and heavy at work and was going to, like, masturbate in the bathroom. But I also deal with, like, a lot of bacteria. And I just looked at my latex gloves and I was like, nope. No, Joy, you cannot masturbate at work, ever. Like, your pussy will fall off. You will get, like, herpes from a cow. And it just won't be good. So I have a couple shout outs this week. Ugh, everyone, shout out to you guys for listening. You're the bomb for sure. But shout out to one of my biggest fans and biggest listeners, my girl Danielle. She just became a doctor, yo. She is literally 25 years old. She is a doctor. She is saving titties. So I just want to give her a huge, 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 huge shout out for saving the titties and being a doctor. A lot of doctors and, like, grad students listen to this podcast, so, you know, priorities. They know what's up. These are your future doctors, everyone. I hope you know that. Incredible. Like, Danielle is saving the titties. She's a doctor. My girl Sally, she does a lot of things with chemistry that I don't understand. she's a chemist and she's incredible. She's gonna be a doctor. One guy, David, he's gonna be a doctor, like a human doctor. So we got a lot of doctors on the show, and this is great. I fucking love doctors. Fucking love you guys. You're smart as fuck, Danielle. I am. Please continue saving titties. They're an incredible species, and we don't need them to disappear. When I say she saves titties, I mean she did breast cancer research, and, like, that's her thing. So if you need your titties saved, my girl Danielle can help you out. My DM of the week, guys, what the fuck? Just what the fuck? I do not understand the flood of dick pics. I am someone who likes dick pics, but, like, not from strangers. It's just, I don't know. If I haven't sent you my tits, I don't want to see your dick. It's such a catch-22 because it makes me laugh. But, like, guys, why are you sending me so many dick pics? I'm not going to hook up with you. I mean, maybe we should all take the confidence that, like, white men have and just fucking send it. I do applaud the confidence and the fact that people want to send me dick pics. Like, that's a really flattering thing, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. But also, shout out to Instagram for blurring the images and asking for my consent if I wanted to see them. That was pretty fucking funny. Instagram, way to fucking go. I laughed really hard when Instagram asked if I wanted to see the blurred out image. Again, I wrote a whole post and made a podcast about how to take dick pics, and none of you took my advice, and it's really insulting, honestly. It's truly fucking insulting. You want to send me a fucking dick pic and not even put in the work that I told you needed to put into it? Even more insulting than just sending a fucking dick pic. Like, when to say hi. What are you doing with your life? This is just retarded. I don't understand. None of you have even made an effort to make them good. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to start a fucking Dickstagram. I'm going to screenshot all these fucking dick pics, and I'm going to put you on Dickstagram. I will get shut down immediately because of Instagram's realms and privacy policies. But, I would get flagged. I would get immediately flagged. But you know what? Do I just scream, send me dick pics? I don't think I do. I think I enjoy dicks. I think I do enjoy dick pics. But, like, if I know you, if I don't know you, it's like talking to a stranger. I don't really want to. I don't really like strangers. That's a lie. I am on the Myers-Briggs scale. I'm like 98% extroverted, 99%. Like, I'm extremely extroverted. I love talking to strangers, but not with your dick. I mean, I know I always say I want to skip the small talk and go straight to the action, but come on. Like, what is this society that we live in that we just send straight up dick pics all the time? Although, like, I don't have time to talk to you. I literally, like, don't. Like, one guy on Instagram got insulted that I didn't want to talk to him. And I was like, sir, I am so busy. Like, so busy. I work 50 to 60 hours a week at my job that pays for my life. I am on call nightly, and I have a world famous blog and a famous podcast. Like, I don't have time for you. Also, like, not to mention, I have to schedule in my friends and my dick appointments, which it's very hard to schedule those in even when you're dating someone. It might be harder. I'm not sure. Anyways, I don't have time to talk to you. That's not me being mean. That's me being, like, real. If you want to have a real conversation with me and, like, actually talk to me or ask me questions, totally fine. I have a lot of people send me sex questions. That's totally fine. I will answer them. If it's about me or about the blog or the pod or, like, whatever, I will respond. If it's literally just you saying hi or hey or your dick, I'm not going to fucking respond. I don't have fucking time to interact with you. Maybe I shouldn't say that to my fans. I don't know. Get better conversation starters. Read, like, literally, I give you guys free advice every fucking week. And if you can't take the time to read that and take my foolproof, scientifically proven advice, then that's your own fucking fault. This is why you're not getting laid. This is why girls aren't talking to you. And you need to fucking shape up. Have you watched Grease? You better shape up. Do-do-do. I can't sing more than 30 seconds of that song or I'm going to get sued. And, you know, I'm probably going to get sued because of the amount of music that I put on my podcast. But seriously, shape the fuck up. And then maybe girls will fuck you. I don't think I've ever fucked someone who has sent a dick pic on a first encounter. No, I haven't. I thought about that for a minute and I haven't. I mean, honestly, if you have a nice dick, yeah, sure, send it. If you have a nice picture, send it. Why are we sending it, though, when we just meet people? This is this really, really rough thing. It leads me right into our topic of the week, Tinder. Because men, you're really struggling in this category. I need all of you to channel your basic white female and learn how to Tinder. It's exhausting. I'm not even on Tinder. This is how I Tinder. I'm so ADD when it comes to, like, dating and talking to men. Like, this is what I do. I'll get bored every couple of months. Then I'll go on the Tindy Tin just to, like, see what's out there and interact with people. And then, like, literally I'll start a conversation with someone. We'll talk for, like, a hot second and then I'll forget. Like, I will legitimately forget. I've done the Tins, I've done the Hinge, I've done the Bums. You know, I haven't done any Harmony yet. It's fine. But I just get legitimately so fucking bored. And, like, looking at men's profiles. Guys, women are critical creatures. We are critical creatures. You know this. You know we're critical. And, like, you know, men are critical too, but in, like, a different way. But honestly, okay, I also want to talk about this. When did women become so self-conscious? Because men are way less critical than women are. Like, I have stood in front of a guy and peeled off fake eyelashes while making eye contact with him. And he was like, wow, I thought those were real. And you're like, what? Clearly my eyelashes don't extend to my eyebrows. Like, thank you. I'm so flattered you thought those were real. But seriously? Or, like, literally Drake song, hair tie, chillin', sweatpants, no makeup on. Guys, I don't know why we're not living by those words. Like, I am someone, I love makeup. I love getting dressed up. I absolutely love looking like I am about to walk down the red carpet. But at the same time, like, men love us when we have no makeup on and we're just chilling in fucking sweatpants. They're just like, damn, no bra, I could go for a tit grab right now, and, like, just look at her, just fucking look at her. Like, they think we are just masterpieces when we are just, like, messy bun, no makeup. Like, there are times I just think I look like a fucking troll, and, like, men will be like, wow, you look really pretty today, and I'm like, that's so genuine, wow, thank you. But it's, when did we become so self-conscious as women? Like, when in history, like, honestly, you look at historical paintings of women, trust me, they're not doing so hot. Like, you look at Renaissance paintings of women, come on. Come on, look at all the Karens in the Renaissance time. They were not having a good time. They didn't even fucking smile. That's the other thing. When men are just like, oh my God, can you smile more? No, fuck off. Maybe I don't want to fucking smile for you, Poppy. Okay? But I swear to God, like, men, like, they see us if we're, like, sweaty. Or, like me. Like, I work in overalls, legitimately. Like, I am a farmer. I work in overalls. I'm covered in shit 90% of the time. We're just, you know, exiting summer. I have been sweaty for 5 years. Summer was 5 years long. It was so hot, and I don't think I was ever not wet, and not even in a sexual way, because you know what? I got laid a couple times this summer and it was fucking phenomenal. But, other than that, it was just me being in like a constant state of sweat. I think my whole body was just like Vietnam in the summertime. It was horrendous. But you know what? Like, I would send like a pic to my boyfriend, and he'd be like, oh my God, you look so good. Like, I'm fucking you in those overalls. And I'm like, what? Like, I look like trash, but I love it. Why have we not capitalized on this? This is why, like, I have this whole theory that if you go to a bar in sweatpants, you're way more likely to get laid than if you are dressed like a 10. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong dressing like a 10. I already told you, I love getting dressed up. I love wearing all the heels. 9 out of 10 times, though, I think I have only gotten laid looking like a 10 out of 10 once, maybe twice. In my entire sexual history. I mean, there's been other times I've looked like really cute or like really good or like worn like a good costume. But at the end of the day, the amount of times that I've gotten laid like after work in like a pair of running shorts and a t-shirt, when I have gotten laid like just covered in dirt and sweat, like I've been out to bars in sweatpants, in Birkenstocks, like, you can get laid in sweatpants. And I think we should start a movement. Hashtag get laid in sweatpants. Like, I don't know what it is, but if you go to a bar and you're dressed down, like, men are more likely to talk to you. I don't know if it's like they're intimidated if you're dressed up or like what it is. And like, yeah, if you look pretty, you'll get talked to, but I swear to God, like, the amount of times I've been in, like, a hoodie and, like, been approached by men, and I'm like, I am not trying to get attention right now, but here we are. Or, like, when I'm running and men just, like, catcall me all the time. I don't know why people get insulted by that. I think it's great. I think it's so fun. I think more people should catcall people. It's amazing. Don't tell me to smile, though. You can fuck right off kindly. But seriously, like, so females were really critical of men. Men aren't critical. Men are swiping right on every single woman that pops up on Tinder. Women were like, no. Okay, so like, here's my guide to help you be better fucking humans on Tinder. Get more swipes. Swipe more swipes. Swipe or no swiping. Okay? Like, you gotta give a little to get a little. There's like, women require a lot of stimulation for everything. Like, you guys think we're complicated? You are correct. We are. Like, I mean, feed us your dick and feed us a burrito. But, like, at the end of the day, I understand we're extremely critical creatures. But you guys need help. You need help on Tinder. And, like, when I look at, like, I wish I could dive into, like, Grindr and Tinder and just like, actually I've been on Grindr before, and like the quality of men so much higher. Like, gay men are doing it right. And like, I don't know, I think we all need to take dating tips from gay men. I think gay men should be running the world, because they are 20,000 times more advanced than straight men and the rest of us. Like, they have skills that none of us have, and they're incredible. And like, Grindr and gay Tinder compared to like straight Tinder, oh my god, horrible. It's so like, also like lesbian Tinder, like, so much better, because girls put in so much effort into their profiles, which isn't a bad thing. If you're trying to pick someone up on Tinder, don't be ashamed. This is 2019. We are all picking people up on Tinder. We're all swiping for our next swipe, okay? I didn't pick someone up on Tinder, but I'm not opposed to it. People also, like, when people ask, they're like, oh my god, like, where'd you guys meet? And they get really embarrassed, and they're like, oh my god, on Tinder, lol. I think that's an accomplishment. Hello. Do you know how difficult it is to, like, swipe on someone, make a conversation, meet them in public, and then start dating them? I've done it twice. I fucked both of them, and then I never talked to them again. Well, they tried to date me, but didn't work out. Didn't work out at all. I was like, no, this does not go further than the bedroom. But I think that's really impressive. I think it's so impressive when people date on Tinder. Like, you had to work to get to that date. You had to put in, like, physical time and effort and, like, schedule someone into your calendar. I think that's why I just never really got in, like, Tinder. I get so bored because people are like, do you want to hang out? And I'm like, I work all the time. It's never going to work out. Like, sorry, I have to go pull a calf. I can't make it to dinner. Yeah, work is always my excuse for not going on dates. And, like, again, like, I live in the middle of the nowhere. It's very, like, if I'm going out to meet someone, I have to, like, go out to meet them, which I'm not opposed to. I love going out. But, like, I get really nervous on dates. Shocking, I know, for how confident I am. Secret time. I get really nervous on dates. One of my friends has actually watched me hyperventilate before a date, a Tinder date, and, like, legitimately almost passed out because I was going on a date. I get so fucking nervous. I don't know why, but then I drink too much and then I black out, and then I'm just, like, blacked out on this date, and it's just not kosher. This is why, like, I think you should black out with your partner before you date them, or, like, in the 90-day trial period. You should do that because it's, like, a really good thing, I think. Because I'll probably do it on the first date if I'm not drunk, and like, I'm not getting drunk because you're gonna get lucky. I'm just getting fucked up because I'm nervous and I don't know how to have conversations with people. I honestly think that's why I get so nervous on dates, is because I'm just so worried about my food. And if the food's bad, then you just have like this bad experience. And it's not that the person was bad. Also, I think I really just get so bored on dates. Like, I get bored on Tinder. I get bored on dates. I am extremely difficult to date. Ask my boyfriend. He pursued me for over a year. I get so fucking bored. If you don't not exist and it's not extremely difficult to contact you, then I'm not interested, because I will lose interest in the first 5 minutes of a conversation. And I think this is why I have such a hard time, like, going on dates. And people tell me, they're like, oh my god, I go on Tinder dates all the time, I'm always talking to girls, I'm always talking to guys. And I'm like, how? I go on, I have legitimately been on 2 Tinder dates. They were literally both one night stands. Maybe 3 or 4, actually. Okay, I lied. It's been, like, 4. But I've literally only been on, like, 7 dates in my life. Because I would rather hang out with my friends, or I would rather be doing something else. Like, I just don't want to have to make small talk with you. I get annoyed. I can tell if I like you within 3 minutes of being on the date. And then if I don't like you within the first 90 seconds, then I'm stuck there. And I can't even make like a classy exit because I've already like ordered an appetizer. And then the men always eat less than me. I'm feeding for four. Like, it's just too much. Like, I can't do it. And yeah, the way to date me is not to take me out to dinner because I just sit there and I also get really, really hangry. So if I'm sitting in the restaurant and like it takes 50 minutes to order the food, I'm just pissed off the whole time. And you know, I don't like subjecting strangers to my hangers because they're really aggressive. And then I literally, if they're trying to have a conversation, I'm just like, cool. Oh, what do you do? Finance? That's cute. Thanks, Brad. I would love to talk about money with you. No, I don't. I don't want to talk about finance. This is why I'm not dating someone in accounting. Like, I couldn't fucking handle it. No offense to any accountants out there. Y'all are great. I could never do your job because I'm not really that great with money. But I can't handle it because then it's like, oh, like, what do you do for a living? I'm like, I fist cows for a living. And, you know, PETA's going to report my podcast for fisting cows. It's a part of breeding. I'll explain all this one day. Just, it's not for my own pleasure. Okay. I'm not a fucking weirdo that just fists cows all day, but you know, whatever, depends on how you look at it. It's all about perspective here. But Tinder tips, in case you want to be more successful on Tinder than I was. Actually, I wasn't even unsuccessful on Tinder. Anyone I wanted to talk to and hang out with, I did. So 10 out of 10 would recommend. My advice for Tinder. But seriously, maybe we all should just take the male approach to Tinder though and just like throw up a shitty pic, put like two words in the bio or no words and just, you know, hope for the best. Men, maybe they're doing it right. Like now that I think about it, like maybe we should all take that approach and not take it, not that people take it like seriously, but I don't know, if you're trying to meet someone on Tinder and you're like trying to have a conversation, it's easier if you just like put a little something something on there. But maybe men are trying to do it like they're like in the wild as if like, you know, you walk into a bar and you're like, oh, that Brad in the corner looks good. I'm going to go talk to Brad in the corner. Maybe men are trying to take that approach to Tinder where they're just like, well, if she likes me, she'll swipe on me. We're talking about maximizing your swipes here, though. If you want to connect with more women, because it's crazy to me, even the men who are, like, really attractive or, like, really funny, they'll be like, yeah, I don't really match with a lot of girls on Tinder. And I'm like, but why? You're so hot. Or, like, you're so funny. And they're like, I don't know. And then I'll take the basic white girl edits to their Tinder profile. And I'm like, well, I would swipe on you. But most girls aren't me. And if you want to maximize your swipes, you have to think like a basic white bitch. You do. There is no other way to think about it. Like, you have to post your photos. They matter. Remember, women are critical creatures. You got to post a photo of your face. No sunglasses, no friends in the photo. Like, just you. It's like your LinkedIn profile pic. Whatever. Post that because it's probably a good headshot and it's not your fucking dick. So, you know, go for it. Body pics. Women are half and half on these. I think if you post a body pic and it's your first pic on your profile, I think you're an automatic douche, and on a date, you're just going to talk about the chicken and rice that you eat and how you can eat carbs. And then I'm going to get annoyed because you're just going to want to talk about how much you work out. And like, I work out a lot too. Like, I'm training for a marathon, but it's not all I talk about. I swear to God, every meathead that I've had a date with has just been like, oh yeah, so I don't eat carbs. I don't eat sugar. I'm really depressed all the time, and I just eat chicken and rice and broccoli 7 times a day. And I'm like, you know what? I love carbs. I fucking love carbs. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna eat 7,000 carbs right here in front of your fucking face. Because you know what? Some of us need a lot of carbs. I'm a carbitarian, and I have no shame in that. I need carbs. I need them to live. If I don't have carbs, I'm a raging cunt. And you don't want to be around me. Me on a high protein diet, it's not cute. It's just not cute. That's all I can say. It's not. And I don't want to sit there on a date and talk about your fucking biceps. Let's talk about something else. Like, how many times do you jack off with your biceps? Is that why they're so strong? Do you have one jack-off arm and one not? Like, do you have to work your non-jack-off arm more? That's what I want to know, okay? I don't want to talk about how much weight you lift in the gym. Unless it is a strict requirement if I date someone that they can lift over 150 pounds. Mostly, they need to be able to lift 170 pounds easily. Like, easily. Pick it up like it's a fucking stick of butter. Because that's me. I need to be picked up easily. I am a solid 165 pounds. And if you can't hold me, you can't handle me, and we can't date. Strict requirement. So if you want to post a body pic as your first pic, I wouldn't recommend it because girls are automatically going to think you're a fuckboy. And if you're a fuckboy and that's what you're going for, body pic is the first pic. Go for it. If that's not the vibe you're going for, put it on like the third or the fourth pick. Your first pick, though, by yourself, no sunglasses on, make it a funny photo. Women like to laugh, and if you show us that you have a sense of humor, you're more likely to get swipes. Now, your profile, it's a little bit of a different story here. Your profile, put a one-liner in there. Put some funny fact about yourself. Put fucking something. Like, Jesus fuck, if you're a psychopath and you just leave your profile blank, come on. I know I'm saying that we should all have the confidence that men do and just throw up a shitty pic of ourselves with no bio and hope that girls in the wild are like, ooh, you look interesting. Okay, if you don't have an interesting photo and you don't have an interesting bio, are you serious? Like, why are you even on Tinder? Just pick up girls in the wild. It's going to be the same amount of work. Because Tinder is work. Maybe that's why I never liked it, because I'm just fucking lazy. And I'm just so lazy that I can't message people. I can't talk to them. I'll reply in 5 to 7 business days. Sorry about it. But if you don't put anything interesting in there, like, what's supposed to intrigue me? If you struggle with this, I would highly recommend Hinge. And if you don't know what Hinge is, I swear, like, I meet a lot of people and they don't know what Hinge is. I'm like, what's Hinge? I think Hinge is the way to do dating apps. It asks questions and then you can answer them, and it's really great. I really liked Hinge. I never went on a Hinge date. I liked it, and when I say I liked it, I think I talked to like 2 people and I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. I mostly just like looking at people's profiles for science, because I'm a stalker and I like to know what other humans are doing. Like, I don't really want to date you. I don't really want to talk to you. I just want to look at your profile and talk to you for science. It's a huge psychological experiment for me, because so that's the only reason I go on social apps. Bumble, though, if you are afraid to talk to girls, yeah, go on Bumble. And then, like, the girls have to talk to you, in case you didn't know that, in case you live under a rock and it's 2019. Here I am giving you all the tips and tricks. But really, guys, I can't stress it enough. Just put something fucking funny in your profile and a good photo of you. Honestly, have a girlfriend, like a friend that's a girl, or an ex-girlfriend if you're friends with her, or a sister, or a female, or a gay man, design your profile. Like, straight men, you're really struggling. This is coming from years of scientific research. You're not doing it right. Also, here's also a really, really good secret tip. If you have a dog, Put that in your first picture. Women love dogs. I have definitely swiped on people for the sole purpose that they had a doggo and I want to hang out with your dog. I don't necessarily care about you, but I want to hang out with your dog. Oh, you need someone to watch your dog? I'm of assistance. You want to go on a date? Yeah, I'm busy. I can watch your dog all week though. And if you are a man in a uniform, post a pic of it. Women are suckers for uniforms. You know this. Like, we love a man in a uniform. I mean, I know I do. I don't think I have any friends that are like, ew, a man in a uniform is ugly. I don't think I've ever met a woman that has said that. And if they exist, I mean, okay, they're the minority here. But if you are a man in a uniform, post it. If you have a dog and you're a man in a uniform, use that to your advantage. Come on. Like, I say women are critical creatures, but we're also pretty easy. So a dog and a uniform, that's like the full package to us. And if you put your height in your profile, likely to get more swipes because women are heightist. We just want to feel small. We want to feel tiny and feminine. Like, I'm not heightist per se. I've hooked up with people shorter than me. Like, I'm 5'2". It's hard to find men shorter than me, but there's been a range of men who have been like 5'2 and under that I hooked up with. They were fun. I'm not heightist, but also, like, if you're a 5'10 girl, like, I understand, like, I want you to have those 6 foot tall men. Like, I don't want them. 69 inches and under. 69 inches is the perfect height. And I don't want anyone taller than that. And I don't really want anyone shorter. 69, perfect height. Because it's 69. Go figure. And it's perfect for 69ing, in case you are wondering. 5'2 and 69, perfect pair. But yeah, thoughts on my just the Tinder tips for the week. If you don't already, follow me at The Real Sex and Waffles on Instagram. Email me all your dirty secrets at therealsexandwaffles@gmail.com. And if you're feeling spicy, check out my website, therealsexandwaffles.com. That's all I have for you guys this week. Remember, keep swiping, and maybe someone will swipe you. Stay hard and get laid this week, guys.